This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Lee, I've heard you talking about this morning, obviously, the sinkhole.
Yeah.
Opening up on Garlington Road.
Yeah, right down the road from us here.
Yeah, exactly. My route to work.
Now, sorry about that. I was wondering if that was going to impact you because I'm coming from the other direction. So, and it's funny, the road close signs are right there in front of our office. And I, you know, was just able to get into the parking lot there. So,
yeah, me too. If you're wondering what we're talking about, a sinkhole has partially closed Garlington Road between Roper Mountain Road and Woodruff Road. Right. So, like, I had to go all the way around to Woodruff Road and come in the front way, via Woodruff. So, if you take Garlington, you know, again, between Roper Mountain Road and Woodruff Road, you don't want to. And, look, we're really grateful that nobody's hurt here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that it was discovered, you know, in a sort safe way. And anyway, South Carolina Department of Transportation expects the road to stay closed. They're saying until today, but it's SCDOT, so might want to quadruple whatever the time estimate is for the repairs. Just saying. But anyway, crews began working to clear the area on Saturday. They're telling drivers to avoid the area until further notice. So if you're headed in to work this morning and you need to take that route, Garlington Road, you know, maybe you're going Garlington Road to Woodruff or something, know that you're going to have to drive around and everybody else is too. And That little road handles a ton of traffic.
Yeah, it does.
Surprising amount.
Yeah. Well, once again, though, as far as Garlington Road is concerned, from Pelham Road down to Roper Mountain Road, that's still clear. But obviously between here, Woodruff Road and Roper Mountain Road, that's where the closure is, right there where the 385 section. Bridge is. Yeah.
Starts with the gas station right there, I think the Sphinx, is like on the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can still get to the Sphinx. I don't want to kill their business for the day.
Yeah.
You can still get to the Sphinx. If you come in off Roper Mountain Road, for instance, but the problem is if you turn around the corner and try to go down Garlington, you're not going to get very far.
I wonder what the GE folks are going to do today.
I was wondering that. In fact, as I was going around, I was seeing some of those trucks arrive, you know, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I was seeing people, you could tell they were doing the divert with me. So.
Because that big GE plant where they build the gas turbines, that's right down the road from us here.
Yeah.
So, and that's in that area.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm guessing there's got to be another entrance, right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know. So somebody will text me in 3, 2, 1.
Exactly. And, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I know several of their engineers and workers listen. So.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of South Carolina stuff, Nancy Mace lit up Clemson. Did you hear this? And there was some confusion. Libs of TikTok, which is a huge account on X, massive, massive reach, much bigger than most news organizations like CNN, and even Fox News, which is huge reach, blistered Clemson after a menu of gender options appeared to be connected to Clemson. 15 gender options. So many options. Anyway, I guess Libs of TikTok thought it was a production of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it's a vendor that works for Clemson, but yes, does provide services. I think it was a medical vendor, does provide services to students,
right. But it wasn't the university itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she got it. She put up Nancy Mace put up the TikTok video and boy, did that go down fast. Cause that just does not fly here. 15 gender menu options, even if it is an outside contractor. She's saying not a good deal.
Hey, everyone. Just learned this morning from libs of TikTok, not from your state legislature, that Clemson University in South Carolina has 15 genders on one of their applications. If you recall, a few weeks ago, I discovered that the University of South Carolina had 13 genders. Within 48 hours of me exposing this form, they narrowed it down to two, since there are only two genders. So I just left a message for Clemson University President James Clement. I also sent him a text demanding an answer on this, because if it were me and Clemson University had 15 genders, they would not get a dime from the state of South Carolina. I am encouraging him to fix this and fix it fast, because we want to make sure South Carolina is following science and not some radical, woke, leftist, lunatic ideology. Not on my watch. Oh, let me read some of this to you as well. I need my glasses for this. Agender. Cis female. Cis male. Is that what they mean by normal female on their form? You can't just pick female? You can't just pick female on the Clemson form. You're cis female or cis male. Guess what, Clemson President James Clement? Cis female. Cis is a slur, okay? Women are women. Men are men. Gender nonconforming.
And she goes on. No. She has a child who attends University of South Carolina.
Which she said also did this.
Yes. And in that case, they did. 13 genders to choose from on your dormitory application. And that was from the school. So I think she thought this was the same thing, but it was an outside vendor. But just whatever the case, if you're working for Clemson and you're face forward and you're offering 15 gender options, they got that taken down quickly. 13 genders. Among them, genderqueer, man, intersex, two-spirit. Okay.
I still don't know what any of that means. And I have very little interest in trying to figure it out. But I still don't have any idea what some of these things are.
Well, I know. And it's if you look at the University of South Carolina one that she was talking about a few weeks ago, intersex and intersex man. Two separate genders. Gender nonconforming. Okay, wait. There's three of them. Intersex. Intersex man, intersex woman. I, you know what? I can't even do this morning. It's too early on a Monday.
I get confused at a four-way stop at an intersection. So.
I know. And you really only have like two options,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I'm not meant to live in this world. Okay. How do we ever get by with just two genders, Lee? I don't know how we did it.
It's been done since Adam and Eve. So, and it's still going strong, but anyway.
Okay. Meanwhile, do you see this whole Shador Sanders situation?
Yeah.
What do you just real quickly? Because I know you follow football closer than I do. I'm not going to pretend to be a sports expert, right? But I did think it was interesting. I mean, everyone thought he would be, you know, quarterback drafted top five, right?
Yeah, right.
And he ends up getting knocked back to 144, and everybody trying to reason out why that is. What's your theory on it?
The thing is, from what I've read and heard and understood about this is, you know, obviously the interest is because it is Deion Sanders' son.
Yeah.
That's the big, big thing there. And I was talking with Rob Brown about this last week from the Fan Upstate here. And there's a concern that a lot of folks had because of the record that he has as a quarterback that, he's not won. I mean, they've won games, yes, at Colorado, but they haven't won any championships, is my understanding. And so they were wondering, why is this particular individual looked at so highly? Is it all because of the hype of his father, who is the coach?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it going to be done on his merit or on his family background? And I think that's sort of where this whole argument was coming from. Obviously the entertainment value of college sports now is very important. You want individuals that are going to spark controversy and ticket sales and attention. And maybe that's why they thought he should be so highly regarded, even though there's not that many victories and no championships that he has on his record.
Yeah, the record is 71.8% completion rate for for over 7,000 yards at Colorado, led his team to back-to-back winning seasons. But you're right, not championships. So
I mean, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it.
But there's a lot of good quarterbacks, and it's the great ones that get drafted way up there in the NFL draft from college to pro.
Some folks saying, too, that part of the problem might have been that his dad is coaching, and he is very flamboyant and showy, and they didn't want to deal with a twofer.
Which I think is very interesting for the NFL, because they, for certain individuals that are flamboyant and controversial, they're perfectly fine and willing to give them the platform and the stage. But others that are doing that are looked down upon, and, you know, I don't know.
Then somebody throws race into the onto the fire, because why not?
Right.
But again, that sure didn't slow his dad down.
Nope,
so
not at all.
I think that I saw that this weekend. I'm like, that's a bit of a stretch at this point in the NFL, really. But yeah, and it didn't help with the prank phone call over the weekend, which, by the way, is the number one story in the whole country.
Yeah,
right now.
We ran that at I think at the 6 o'clock hour. That was just. Good
not
grief.
Nice.
I mean, the coach's son, a coach's son, not the coach. I think it's one of the coach's sons, but please.
And look,
this, the 70s making prank calls?
I know. Who does that? And it was just next level dumb, because it was a special phone number that he had been given just for the NFL draft. Okay. So there's like not a lot of people who have that number. They're going to figure out real fast, who made the phone call. And of course, you know. They did, and so he had to apologize, but it was a prank call basically mocking him. Hey, you finally got selected, essentially, was the idea of it, but, we'll see. Hey, look, maybe this will give the guy a burn to really prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Worked out great for Brady, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And who were the other people drafted that year?
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you. No, nobody knows. Okay, so there you go. But that's what that's all about. All right. Coming up on the show, so much stuff going on. Oh my gosh, judges gone wild. Democrats asserting the right to break whatever laws they like, and they expect Trump to not only let them, but to go along with it. He says he will not. All that coming up. Since the show has started this morning, this has shifted into the number one position, top story in the nation right now. Around 100 law enforcement officers, federal and local, assisting the DEA operation Colorado Springs round up illegal immigrants. Just, we haven't seen this in years. Biden administration simply didn't do it. Over 300 law enforcement officers coming together to pick up drug. Listen to what they caught and sweep. Drug dealers, murderers, and other violent criminals. Over 100 immigrants detained in the federal raid at the illegal After Hours nightclub in Colorado Springs, which is the American capital, Colorado is anyway, for Trinidad-Aragua, which is why they're targeting it. So that's interesting. But you know what? I think the more interesting one's actually the one down in Florida. And Henry McMaster, our governor here in South Carolina, would rather I not tell you about the one down in Florida. He may have to come off the golf course and actually do something. Listen to what's going on down there, because it's really, really cool. Ron DeSantis became the first governor in America to join forces with Trump to deputize state law enforcement as federal immigration agents. Nobody else has this. So they did the Highway Patrol. They did a whole bunch of them, actually. Like just agency after agency after agency. Because the problem is right now, let's say a police officer, sheriff's deputy, somebody like that, pulls over somebody here and they're an illegal immigrant in South Carolina. They're one of the ones St. Kilmar brought in, because he had two destinations, by the way, for the illegals he trafficked, South Carolina and Maryland. Took some to Virginia too, but mainly those two. So what if we want to pick up, say, a terrorist that he dropped off? Well, if you're a police officer, you can't. ACLU has sued. You have to let him go. Why? Because you're not an immigration enforcement officer of the federal government. Well, Ron DeSantis and Trump said, we'll change that. We'll just deputize all these Florida law enforcement agents. First agreement like that in the country. They did it in February. So you've not only got Florida Highway Patrol all deputized now. So if they pull over an illegal, they can detain him, because they're also immigration enforcement officers of the federal government. Call ICE, comes, picks him up. Simple stuff. They get them during routine traffic stops. They get them all the time. Okay. 4 days, the Florida Highway Patrol, along with three other Florida law enforcement agencies, run a sting operation because they want the criminals out of their state. Henry apparently doesn't, but they do. First of its kind partnership, you know how many people they pick up? 800 illegals. They called it Operation Tidal Wave. Multi-agency immigration enforcement effort. So led by ICE, but the muscle is Florida law enforcement agencies. And that's agreement between DHS and ICE. Okay, listen to who they pick up. I mean, it's just crazy. You folks, you just go do an 800 illegal sweep, and what do you get? One terrorist, an internationally wanted criminal gang member from Russia who Interpol has been hunting. He's just hanging out. Because why not? Joe Biden's America, right? Might as well come here. Multiple wanted felony convicted MS-13 gang members. Pick them up. They're just wandering around Florida. You know what makes me wonder? Who's wandering around South Carolina? You know how we could figure it out, Governor? Why don't you stop pretending you don't know DeSantis did this and deputize the highway patrol? Why don't you do what DeSantis did back in February? Come in off the golf course. You got nothing else going on anyway, Governor. I mean, I watch your press releases. You aren't doing jack. You like to pretend, but you're not doing anything. That way you could pretend to be a Republican. It works out great for you. Why not actually do something? First of its kind partnership between state and federal partners. It's meant to be a model for the rest of the country. So ICE Miami, Florida law enforcement arrested nearly 800 illegal aliens. Wonder how many terrorists we got here. I wonder, because, you know, like I said, St. Kilmar brought a lot of illegals. He trafficked. He brought them here. I wonder who's here. You know, I bet we pick up people just like this. But that would require the governor to, again, actually come in off the golf course and do something, which she's probably not going to do. One of the guys they got down in Florida, Jose Sanchez Reyes, a Colombian immigrant convicted of homicide in his own country. Great. Fantastic. Rafael Juarez Cabrera, illegal immigrant Guatemalan, MS-13 gang member, entered the country illegally at least three times, convicted of felony reentry. Russian immigrant Savaya, I'm not even going to try to say that last name, wanted for vehicular manslaughter and the subject of a red notice alert by Interpol, the international law enforcement agency. They're hunting him. They got him. Also nabbed Aaron Itzek Morzan Izgiri, an illegal migrant and suspected terrorist who is also a reputed member of the dangerous 18th Street gang. He's twice snuck into the U.S. So, folks, we can do this here. There's nothing stopping us. And what DeSantis did in Florida, and it's brilliant, again, not only deputized the entire Florida Highway Patrol, so this is a force multiplier for Trump. This is the only way we're going to get these illegals. We need more boots on the ground. I mean, he's got a force of roughly 20,000, maybe, and he can't dispatch all of them to do immigration enforcement for this. So, yeah, wouldn't it be cool if Henry McMaster would stop pretending he doesn't know about this, get on the horn with Trump, we know they're friends, get on the phone with Trump and offer to deputize the highway patrol, just like in Florida. And let's do these things. Let's start picking them up. Let's get them off the road. Folks, maybe that poor college student wouldn't be dead from the illegal immigrant drunk driver a couple of weeks ago if Henry had already done this like Ron DeSantis. Because they've been picking them up in Florida. Again, nearly 800 arrests in 4 days across multiple jurisdictions. That's incredible. You're getting terrorists. You're getting gangbangers. Why don't we do this here? By the way, DeSantis also deputized the Florida State Guard, Florida Department of Agriculture, Law Enforcement, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Every state law enforcement officer could get his hands on and get him out. It's up to you, Henry. Put down that button. No. Put down the golf club. Put the golf ball away. You're going to work, honey. I'm not letting go of this. Attorney General Pam Bondi, y'all.
This guy was in court being prosecuted by a state prosecutor for domestic violence battery. He had beat up two people, a guy and a girl. beat the guy, hit the guy 30 times, knocked him to the ground, choked him, beat up a woman so badly they both had to go to the hospital. And John, you know, it's so rare for victims to want to cooperate. They wanted to cooperate. They were sitting in the courtroom with the state prosecutor. The judge learns that ICE was outside to get the guy because he had been deported in 2013, came back in our country, commits these crimes, charged with committing these crimes, victims in court. Judge finds out. She goes out in the hallway, screams at the immigration officers. She's furious, visibly shaken, upset, sends them off to talk to the chief judge. She comes back in the courtroom. You're going to believe this. Takes the defendant and the defense attorney back in her chambers, takes them out of private exit and tells them to leave. While a state prosecutor and victims of domestic violence are sitting in the courtroom.
Yeah, pretty much. What is it with Democrats and women beating illegal immigrants lately? It's like the more you beat a woman who's innocent, the more they love you. The Democrats, I mean. They become passionate about protecting. I think it's something with women getting beaten up. I mean, what? Got women beaten up all at the Olympics? They loved it. Women getting beaten up on the volleyball court by men? The Democrats can't get enough of it. But anyway, Democrats losing their mind over this for some reason, this judge being arrested. Do you know the full story here? Because you know what this show, they are so entitled by their liberal privilege that they believe that no laws apply to them. And look, we taught them that since the time of the Bush administration. Like, yeah, you could just ignore federal law, call it a sanctuary city. It'd be fine. We don't care. We'll just, you go do whatever you feel like doing. If you're a Democrat in good standing, you know, these immigration laws, we don't really need them. And you know where they got that idea? They got to do it under Democrat administration, sure, Biden and Obama, but they got to do it under Bush too. George W. Bush. So, I mean, to them, this Trump guy's crazy. Now, we didn't have to follow the law. We did what we wanted in sanctuary cities. We hid the illegals from you. Well, why do we have to now? This Trump guy's nuts. Other Republicans let us do what we want. Folks, do you realize how crazy this is? So Pam Bondi's right. The victims are sitting in the courtroom for the pretrial conference. They're waiting for the judge. This Looney Tune judge finds out that ICE agents are in the hallway. So she leads the illegal immigrant woman beater, alleged, to what's called the jury box, which is the back room where the jury sits, right? You're not allowed to go back there. She puts him there to hide him. Now, the ICE agents were there lawfully with the knowledge of Milwaukee County. They had informed them they'd be there. They announced themselves. They connected with officers at the building. They did everything they were supposed to. They followed protocol. They agree to what the officers say, hey, listen, that's fine. You're here for an ICE raid. They're there all the time for ICE raids. Why don't you wait out in the hallway? Don't interfere with the scheduled hearing. They said, fine. That's okay. We'll do that. Standard and routine. Judge finds out they're out there. Immediately ushers the illegal immigrant to safety out of her courtroom. Folks, so he can escape. Not so, hey, we want to go on with the trial. Let's just move. No, to help him escape. The judge then goes out in the hallway, confronts the ICE agents in a quote, this is from the indictment, confrontational, angry demeanor, unquote. The agents explain to this lunatic judge that they were there to serve an arrest warrant. Dugan tells them they have to leave the courthouse. She has no authority to say that. Then she escorts the agents away from the courtroom, down the hall, in other words, away from the precious illegal immigrant woman beater. And man beater too, because he beat up somebody else as well. Put them both in the hospital. Leads them to the justice's office, the justice runs the court system. Knowing full well she's buying the guy time to escape. Well, ICE agents are now in Chief Justice's chambers. They were told that he's not in the building. No, he's gone. Too bad. Well, long story short, this illegal makes a break for it with his attorney, and he goes down an elevator. One of the law enforcement officers sees him, sees he's escaping, calls ICE. two ICE agents hit the street just as he's literally physically making a run for it with the assistance of the judge. The judge has helped him do that by sneaking him out the door and then leading them away in the opposite direction. Folks, this is classic interference with law enforcement. You try to do this, you hide somebody that they're chasing, that they're trying to arrest. See how that goes for you. Especially if you're not a Democrat judge in good standing. You don't get to break the law. And it's not just me. This is MSNBC's legal analyst, Ken Delanian. MSNBC, y'all.
If the facts are true, as alleged by the FBI agent in the court papers today, it doesn't look great for the judge, no matter how you slice it. But then the other question is, was this kind of escalatory action, was this the best course of action to actually go and arrest her and take
you
her
bet
to
it was.
Charge her federally?
You bet it was. Now, that's MSNBC. CNN legal analyst Eli Honing. Does judge break the law, Eli?
Looking at the complaint, let's strip the politics out of it. This is a crime. If they can prove what happened here, it is a crime. This judge, let's strip the Trump of it all out. Let's strip the immigration of it all out. Let's say law enforcement shows up at a building with an arrest warrant. They're looking for person A. Person B then says, hey, there's a secret escape door out back. I'm going to show you the way, and then ushers that person out the back door. That is textbook obstruction.
And their argument is, blah, 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 it's a Democrat judge. So Trump mean. Again, Trump can't unilaterally order someone arrested. A federal judge looked at the charges and issued a warrant. Trump had nothing to do with that. Meanwhile, Democrats holding a protest, because there are, folks, there is not one woman beating a legal immigrant felon that they will not defend. Take a listen to this. This isn't this judge's actions an example for them all, says Wisconsin Democrat Representative Ryan Clancy.
And I want to be really clear that what Judge Dugan apparently did was what all of us should be doing, and that is standing up for folks in our communities who need support right now against the Trump regime more than ever.
Folks in our communities, you mean woman beating illegal immigrant felons? Yes, that's people in their communities.
So Judge Dugan was in her right in doing what she did. She didn't obstruct justice. She obstructed fascism in this case. I think, nobody is trying to be a hero here, but Judge Dugan is doing what all of us will be called to do in the days and weeks and months to come, and it's standing up for people in our community that are being targeted by the Trump regime.
No, they're illegal immigrants. They may be in your community, but they're not supposed to be there. Folks, you know what? You know what I don't get here? You know what's so wrong here? If you feel people in your community who beat up women and are here illegally should be able to come here, stay, and beat as many women as they want, rape them, murder them, whatever they do when they get here, change the law. No. Run on it. We're going to change the law. Anyone who wants to come can. Just walk over the border. We'll have open borders. Change the law. They don't have to break it. They don't have to stand up for judges breaking it. Just campaign on that. Open borders. No laws. Any terrorist, gang member, international wanted criminal from Russia. Anybody could come here. Anytime and do whatever they want. Run on that and see how it goes. See, but they don't want to. They want to break the law is what they want to do. All right, so reminder, if you are headed into work, that involves driving on Garlington, need to be aware of the sinkhole that's formed. And thank God that this didn't open up like during rush hour. The timing of it, if you're going to have one, was great. Nobody was harmed. But it does mean if you take Garlington Road to work, it is closed between Roper Mountain Road, so think like the Sphinx right there at Roper Mountain Road, and Woodruff Road. So if you're a GE or you work along there, and there's a lot of businesses along there, you need to find another route into work this morning, or you may not be going into work this morning. But check it out. I had to reroute because we're actually on Garlington Road. I had to reroute around Woodruff to get to work because of the sinkhole. So SCDOT is working on it. And they're going to, I guess, try to put another route around it. In the meantime, if you're trying to get to work today, it's going to probably cause, I'm sure, traffic jams. Is everybody, a lot of people going to reroute out on Woodruff, and Woodruff's a mess to begin with. So it might, if you haven't already left early, call the boss, say you're going to be late, or just know that if you're, attempting to take that Garlington route, it's not going to work. And you're going to have to find a new way around. So, sinkhole. Again, it's between Roper Mountain Road and Woodruff Road. Okay, Donald Trump uniquely getting this. This is so important. Because, folks, the American left is attempting to build a new culture on top of the ruins of the American culture they're at war with. They are. They want to decimate American culture and every institution that's dear to us and replace it with their own or destroy those institutions. Either will do. You saw what they tried to do with the NFL, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. It's either colonize or crush. We either take it over and it begins serving our culture. We build our culture on top of the conquered culture, as many civilizations have done throughout history, or we destroy the institution, one of the two. Donald Trump fighting back, announcing he's bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes. He writes on True Social, the Democrats did everything possible to destroy Christopher Columbus's reputation and all the Italians that love him so much. They tore down his statues and put up nothing but woke, or even worse, nothing at all. Well, you'll be happy to know Christopher is going to make a major comeback. I am hereby reinstating Columbus Day under the same rules, dates, and locations as it had been for many decades. Yeah, Columbus Day has been almost since the founding, folks. It's one of our oldest holidays. But it was, by the way, replaced in many states by Indigenous Peoples Day, Trump says now. It's back.